Dan's Driving Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, episode 56, minute 49. Adam and Blanche, still creeping around the garage, still dark and stormy outside. Maybe something will happen this minute. Let's find out. So it happened. The lights came back on. Around 40 seconds in or so, 42 seconds in. I think somewhere along this week to dismember, my sort of audio slipped slightly. So I think I might be maybe like 1 second ahead on the audio that you just heard, or 1 or 2 seconds behind. I'm not 100% sure at the moment, but you get the gist of it. It starts off, they're still creeping around. Adam still has the flashlight. He sees on the floor, well, I don't know, we see, it looks like a one sheet or something for the Immoral Three. Hooray! The third in the Chesty Morgan trilogy, although she's not actually in it. It's sort of the sequel, unofficial sequel to Double Agent 73. Fun film. Not as fun as Double Agent 73. Maybe as fun as Deadly Weapons. You know, your mileage may vary on that one. I think the three are a super fun trilogy. I know I mentioned them before, but there is a great, and I think I said this before much earlier, two movies I watched that convinced me to get a Blu-ray player were The Searchers and Double Agent 73. The Searchers just looked so good, and Double Agent 73 looked like candy. And there's a great triple feature Blu-ray out from Something Weird with Deadly Weapons, Double Agent 73, and the Immoral 3. So I recommend them highly. That was a little tangent, but it's all Doris related. So, yeah, they're creeping around and they're starting to yell to each other a lot, even though they're clearly in the garage. I think that there's one point where Blanche walks by all the stuff that's hanging on the wall that Adam shone his light on to Sean, his light on to in the previous minute. So, and it's funny, Blanche seems to be in the light, whereas Adam seems to be in the dark with his flashlight. And at one point, you on the Adam, where are you? You see, I think Blanche's feet going up the steps. I think it's Blanche's feet. It could be. I have to go back and look at it again, but it could actually be Adam's feet going up the steps. I didn't actually pay attention. I just sort of saw feet going up steps, and now I just want to see real quick. Here we are. Here. Oh no, it's him. It is Adam. He's going up the steps. So, yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it? Yep, that's him. There's the light. There's his shoes. Yep, he's going up the steps. When did he go down steps? We never saw him go down steps to now be able to go up steps. And Miriam's down the steps too because she's in the garage? I don't understand this couple at all. They play the goofiest games when they got to call cops and the lights go out. But as I said, about 43 seconds, the lights go on. I have no idea where Adam is meant to be. He's in some random hallway. It looks like he may be in the hallway of like a medical clinic or something like that. But it's great because the lights go on, and he suddenly looks around, and you see a light bulb gone. That's when we get that, and then as he looks around, you get the boing, dong, da. And I always say, what do I say, folks? Kettle drum equals scary. And so you kind of get him looking around to the boing, boing, boing. And the great thing is that you get Blanche looking around also, but Blanche is still in the same lighting situation that she was in when the lights were off. So she's actually like in a pool of light, and then she looks around like the lights have gone on, but she's in the exact same pool of light. Yes. So lots of creeping around in this scene, and I do like that I guess Adam, maybe Adam turns it on. Maybe Adam flicked the switch on something, and that's why he grabbed the flashlight, flicked the switch, and it just took a moment for the power to come on. Because he is clearly leaving the garage. He's clearly, like, more or less left the garage when the lights come on. And the minute ends with him going into a room that could be the living room. It doesn't quite look like it. I don't recognize the picture of the kid on the bike hanging on the wall. And he begins to take his shirt off. And he, yes, when they got up a few minutes ago, a lot has happened since, I don't know, Vicky had her dream. A lot has happened. And, yeah, apparently, yeah, they were in bed. He woke up to chastise Mary and actually got fully dressed. Jeans, T-shirt, undershirt, nice dress shirt. Now he's going to get undressed to go back to bed. And Miriam's, I'm sorry, Blanche is completely dressed too. Yeah, okay, guys. Well, yeah, sure, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. Hey, you know what? We're 49 minutes into this movie. I believe we have about 20 minutes left, and it is going to go crazy soon, I think, if I remember correctly. I believe so. At least they're done creeping around. The lights are back on. Well, as far as I know, it is a Doris film, so the creeping could go on for some time. The creeping into the terror, as it were. So, thank you again, everyone, for joining me for this 7th week to this member. Hooray! The next time we will pass 60 episodes, which is fun. It'll be, what, 76, 77 episodes total. And it's going to be great. We're going to get very close to the hour-long mark on this movie next time, and I can assure you that something will happen. Now, this isn't like Night of Horror, where you hung on, and nothing happened. This stuff will happen. And, you know, we're compacting it into this little space near the end. And, yes, some of you said, hey, Dan, what's with that tag last time? Doris was telling that great story about Chesty Morgan, and you cut it off. Yeah, I cut it off because that's when the minute ended, and the commentary, more or less. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to let you hear the end music, which I love so much, one more time. I'm going to bid you fond adieu until we meet again in a week or so. Unless you listen to this long past the period of time. I mean, you should be hearing this October 14th, which is a Saturday. Saturday the 14th, Richard Benjamin's funniest movie? Maybe. Definitely his scariest. October 14th, 2017. So, I'm going to bid you adieu. I'm going to let you hear this music one more time. And then we're getting a longer tag than usual so you can hear the second part of that Chesty Morgan story. Enjoy.
Okay.
All right, then I won't finish.
No, go ahead.
Well, anyway, hear the end of this. She said, they were almost at White Plains where we were shooting, and she said, oh, I have to go to Lancy Steve. They're having a sale. Her boyfriend tells me this. They're having a sale on brassieres. I must go. And he said, but you can't do that. We're shooting. He said, no, it's all right. It's all right. So she cost me about $10,000 that day.
Well, her brassiere probably cost $10,000.
But, you know, seriously,
size 112 or something?
Something. When she got there, everybody was tired of sitting around. We couldn't shoot. And then there was nothing I could do because I needed her. I couldn't say, you get off the set, you know.